This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. How are the fiscal cliff negotiations going? Slowly, say both Speaker Pro Tem Walt Leger and Appropriations Chair Cameron Henry.
Although we've had what I think are productive conversations, we still have a long way to go to get to a place where we can have a special session before the regular and solve this budget cliff.
Being able to tie every member down of what they want to do is obviously very difficult.
That may be one of the only things Leger, a Democrat, and Henry, a Republican, agree on right now. Henry is urging his group to wait and see what the federal tax reforms will do.
We have to make sure we really have all the specific details of what they're going to do in D.C., as well as what members are comfortable with here. One of the problems we run into is we don't want to change something here on the state level or agree to change something and have the feds change something. We could get a few people to agree on one particular tax bracket change or one particular deduction, but then the feds alter it at the federal level, and then we have to go back and change our plan again. And it's a complicated issue on a good day.
Leger disagrees.
There are some impacts that the tax changes in Washington can have on our bottom line, especially because of the fact that we have the deduction of federal income taxes paid here in Louisiana. But for the most part, these solutions are not difficult.
And he adds,
I hope that they're not looking for some new excuse to not do the things that we need to do here in Louisiana by citing what's happening in Congress. You know, I don't think that the people of Louisiana are counting on Congress to solve our problems. I think they're counting on the legislature.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.